Lovers Lane is hiring at most locations for full and part-time key holders. I know there's always more to know, and we'll train you on everything. Apply online at loverslane.com or go to the location of your choosing to fill out a paper application.
More romance, more intimacy, more often, Lovers Lane.
In store and online, while supplies last, when you spend $100, you receive a free Satisfyer anal plug set. It's Romance Awareness Month, so come grab some of our private label items for 20% off.
More romance, more intimacy, more often, Lovers Lane.
Hey guys, welcome back to the Intimacy Advisor Podcast. My name is Haley. I'm a romance specialist in our stores, an intimacy expert online, and the host of this wonderful podcast, the Intimacy Advisor Podcast with Lovers Lane. Today, we're going to talk about something I think I mention probably at least every other episode, but today we're going to dive in and really discuss the importance and how to incorporate this into your life if you need a little help. It's not only about making sex a priority in just your relationship, but it's also about making your sexual health just as talked about, just as important, just as educated as everything else that you've learned in your life. And I know you guys have probably heard me before talking about how I see our sex ed classes and just really what a joke they are through your adolescence, and then suddenly, you know, you're left on your own to discover what is and isn't true and how to navigate healthy communication about our desires and our needs. And alongside of all that, you're at a very impressionable age when this is happening with hormones, and it's a lot. And then suddenly we get to our 20s, our 30s, our 40s, and it's like we're supposed to have known this information all along. Well, I can definitely tell you that we still don't, and I talk with people daily that are past their 30s, sometimes in their 40s, and sometimes even more, that still have never had an orgasm. So it's time to end that. We need to really make our pleasure, our body, and self-discovery a number one priority in our lives and in our development. And that's what I'm aiming for here. And of course, you know, we do fall out of rhythm. So if you're experiencing like some sort of sexual rejection in your relationship from a partner, I would hop over to last week's episode. I talk all about that if you haven't listened to it already. But sometimes we do have these like peaks and valleys that our sexual relationships and, you know, definitely in our emotional relationships. And that's a-okay. It's actually very normal. I believe there's like 75% of couples that have disagreements on how often or how not often they should be having sex. But we also need to remember, you know, don't be negligent of those that are relying on you for like love or compassion and intimacy, because people need to fulfill their needs. So if you're part of this partnership, like, it falls on the two people that are in the partnership to straighten everything out. And so when it gets a little wonky, when it looks a little wonky and it doesn't feel right, you have to make sex a priority. And it shouldn't just be for the health of the relationship, but it should also be for you and your own personal health, because this is a part of your health and development is to have sex and be a sexual being as a human in nature. That's just what happens. And if you're asexual, that is absolutely completely valid, but you definitely had to explore who you are as a person and your health to figure out that that's the best choice for you. We have a right to ourselves to get to know our bodies, and that can be through masturbation, through your partner, through alone time, to explore your desires and how you like to be touched and stimulated. It's absolutely that right that you have to yourself. It's something that needs to be encouraged. And if you haven't found answers to that about yourself, I hope to be your cheerleader in the process. But aside from that, if we're already comfortable being sexual beings, but then it seems to fall kind of like on the back burner of our personal lives. I'm talking about like having sex regularly. We need to relearn that keeping our sex life is part of the overall health for us personally and for our relationships and for really our stress and our mental health. And I often suggest making time and scheduling sex, but we also don't want it to feel like it's a task when the problem that we're faced with is making time for ourselves, maybe in a busy schedule. So now you have to fit a whole nother person and a whole nother thing to do, right? We have to change the way that we prioritize our time. And my guilt here is that I'm spending more time on my phone and I'm losing track of time when I'm not using all my time wisely for connection with my partner. And, you know, it's life. It happens. But we really need to adopt these new habits and commit to our sexuality. And if you're reaching out and you're asking for help reorganizing your priorities with your partner, your partner should be accepting and welcoming for that. And usually both people kind of know that something's going on and a conversation is needed. But you could always ask them for something like something really simple. Like, how can we make sure that we have time for sex every day? Or, you know, whatever your time frame is that you're looking for, maybe like once or twice a week or every day, whatever. But you can also pick its importance. Do you both have limited free time in a week or so? Then you know, it helps to postpone something that's less important in your to-dos and keep value for your health. You have to keep value for your sexuality above everything else, or above at least something else. Of course, don't go quit your job to make sure that your sex life is fulfilled, but you know, you need a little more balance. And maybe if you don't want to use the words like we need to plan our sex, we need to schedule our sex, because it kind of makes it seem like a task, right? So you want to keep it exciting, not like a duty. But if you are actively encouraging yourself to have fantasies and to fantasize what you would like for you and your partner to do to initiate like a sexy evening, what is it that is going to make you more excited to be with them? Is it something like a candlelit dinner out of the house? Or do you want a weekend that's work-free and maybe out of town? Or are you craving a massage with all hands on you? Like, you got to think about these things. You got to put it in words and bring it to your partner. Because wanting something and hoping for your partner to just surprise you one day can actually really easily set you up for failure. I don't want to disappoint anybody, but you know, I get it. You want them to want to do this all on their own. Well, if it hasn't been done in a long time, chances are they're probably feeling rejection, or there's other stressors of their life that's taking priority maybe between your intimate connection, and you just have to reclaim it back. Like, you have to clean slate, deep breaths, figure out exactly what you want, and like talk about it and say, this is what's going on. And you do that all through communication and patience, and make sure that you prioritize that time. But really also make sure that you're creating some anticipation and excitement in your life, however it's going to please you. So if anticipation of like quality time is going to tickle your fancy, you got to tell your partner. Or listen all the way back, I believe it's episode 1, our very first episode about love languages, and figure out your partners. And if you're not feeling the love lately, you could try a new toy, some lubricant, some stimulating gel. That could be exciting to bring back to the bedroom. Or talk to them, what are you craving? Some oral, some great foreplay. See how your partner feels about having some time to play, like some real playtime, and bring in new toys and products. And be sure to tell them that it's making you excited to play with them. There are so many people under the impression that talking about sex isn't sexy. And I could not find that farther from the truth, because when you talk and when you communicate effectively, a lot of things happen. Your needs get met. You are touched the way you want to be. You usually have sex more often, and you're more open to exploring your body, your toys or new toys or anything else that you could be desiring that was previously off the table or not even talked about. But if you still can't talk to your partner about your desires or your sex life, send them this episode, see what happens. If it still doesn't go anywhere, look into therapy to learn some new healthy communication tools in a comfortable setting. Because I get it, there's such a taboo behind it that like we're almost shielded and not ready to open up about our own lives, our own sex lives with the people that we're intimately having sex with. So people turn all these different ways into hiding it and feeling shame and guilt, and it can be a mess. So if you're in a committed relationship, if you have a partner that you're regularly having sex with, there needs to be some communication, because if it starts to lack, things don't feel right. And it's only going to be solved with openness and willingness to understand on both sides. So if you're trying to bring something fun back, of course, you know I have suggestions for new toys, new stim gels, new lubes, new everything. Our inventory is crazy lately. We have so many new fun products coming in. There's a ton of new vibrating style toys. I'm excited. We're seeing so many different air pulsator toys. You guys know how much I talk about that because they're so, so popular for us. But they're amazing. I always tell everyone, if you have a clitoris, you need the womanizer. That's just kind of how it works. But we're also getting like some fun new role play stuff for Halloween time as well. So if you want something new to put some spark back in, that could be so fun to play with. I just did an episode with Angela Mustone from High on Love not too long ago. So if you're craving like a nice little rub down, if you're craving some new stimulating gels, she talks all about them a few episodes previous. So give that a listen if you haven't already. And next week I'll be talking about some not as popular toys too. So we all know, right, of course, like clitoral G-spot, anal, prostate, stroking toys. But we're going to also talk about some kind of fun and different ones, maybe a little fun BDSM and some different type of relationships too. But as always, you guys, like I know that this can be difficult because you're navigating a relationship and you're trying to have a healthy sex life and it gets to be a lot. So I'm here for you. You can reach out to me. My email is Haley. It's Haley at loverslane.com. Reach out to our social pages as well. Lots of stuff there. Our Instagram handle is at Intimacy Advisor Pod. We're on Twitter at @IA_pod. On Facebook under Intimacy Advisor Podcast. And be sure to leave a rating wherever you're listening to this podcast. But thanks for listening, guys. I will talk to you all again next Monday.
Couples that play together, stay together.